should not shield them from prosecution. If a comprehensive regime is put in place, it would ensure that prosecutions are not avoided because of a hole in the law, real or perceived, would make it clear that if prosecutions are not undertaken, it is solely because of the unwillingness to do so. Such measures, I believe, would also protect civilian contractors worldwide, specifically those from the United States, that they would not be mistaken for combatants or be the subject of retaliation from those who believe such retaliation is their only recourse because the contractors would otherwise be immune from any consequences for their actions. By allowing unaccountable, apparently unaffiliated contractors to operate with impunity in Iraq, the United States has helped to foster an environment of anarchy that has led to the deaths of tens of thousands of people. The death squads and other shadowy militias that operate in Iraq do not seem so out of place when companies that appear to an Iraqi equally shadowy and unaffiliated are funded and blessed by the U.S. government. Though I've outlined the existing legal regime and the one that I believe should be implemented, the complexity of such undertakings and difficulties in enforcement are obvious and potentially insurmountable. I think plainly the best solution would be to phase out the use of these private forces. Unfortunately, I do not see this as realistic. We've opened a Pandora's box, and the massive amounts of money generated by this industry